from KQED.
This morning, we continue On the Rocks, our series on state parks in peril, with a patch of history nearly smothered by the growth of the modern Southern California metropolis. Pio Pico State Park in eastern Los Angeles County is one of the least visited parks in the system. But as LA Bureau Chief Chrissy Clark discovered, the history taught there still resonates today.
Once upon a time in California, when the state was a dusty backwater, when the fandango was the latest dance craze and the official language was Spanish, there lived a man named Pio de Jesus Pico, the last governor of California under Mexican rule. I'll let this guy tell the next part.
I was born on Cinco de Mayo in the year 1801. My parents came from Sonora and Sinaloa. They walked for months.
That isn't actually Pio Pico. It's Roberto Garza, an educator who impersonates him for events like this one, the state park's annual fiesta. He's wearing a top hat and a fake white beard, talking to a small crowd of history buffs and local families who were just passing by and noticed the balloons. They're some of the barely 3,000 visitors who come to the park each year.
Thank you for coming to my house. Mi casa es su casa.
Garza explains that Pio Pico was born at a mission not far from here and bought this place, what he called El Ranchito, in the 1840s. Now, it's a few acres of grass and gardens with an old adobe mansion on it, wedged between a freeway, a working-class Latino neighborhood, and some strip malls. Back then, it was part of an 8,000-acre cattle ranch on land that was in the course of Pico's life part of Spain, then Mexico, and finally the U.S.
California was not born in the year 1850, and when the Americans took over.
Stepping off the stage, Roberto Garza goes back to being himself again and points to the adobe for which he's become ambassador.
California has a history, and it's extremely important that we preserve buildings like this. Proof that we can touch it and feel it and smell it.
Well, almost.
And if you notice, this house doesn't have any indoor plumbing.
Today, visitors have to imagine the smells.
So when you're on a ranch, I mean, you smell the livestock, the open sewer. It's something you would just get accustomed to.
Yeah.
The sights and sounds of life during the Rancho era are on dramatic display.
This is the kind of dancing Pio Pico and his guests would have done here at El Ranchito.
When a teacher's aide named Rosario Rivas shows up with her family.
You can enter to a house in which they don't have a television or things like that. And it's something like, oh, they could live like that and you didn't need an iPod.
Maybe more important than those differences are the things about Pico's day that are still the same. Like the complexities of national identity. Pico was at various times considered a Spanish, Mexican, and American citizen, but first and always saw himself as a Californian. That struck a chord with Rivas's 8-year-old son, Kenneth.
I'm part Mexican and part California.
The lessons that Pio Pico has to teach children and the next generation, I think, are huge.
That's Carolyn Schoaf, an anthropologist and the head of Friends of Pio Pico State Park, a group of volunteers trying to save it from closure. She says so many of California's current hot-button issues have precedence in Pio Pico's time.
He was sort of the tapestry of what we have in California today.
For example, immigration debates. Except then it was California-born Hispanics like Pico who felt threatened by growing numbers of Anglos flooding the border. California's famous entrepreneurial spirit? Schoaf says Pico had that too. He was born the son of a poor, uneducated soldier, but by his middle age...
He was one of the largest landowners in California, in the backyard of people that I think that are somewhat disadvantaged economically. And so to come here and see the story of someone who was so successful, but started out from very humble means, is, I think, a great lesson.
You might say Pico lived the California dream before it was called that, but he also knew its dark side. He was buried in a pauper's grave after losing his last asset, this ranchito, in a land swindle. And history seems poised to repeat itself soon, now that the land could be lost to us.
It was one of the parks that did fall through the cracks, unfortunately.
Pio Pico State Park's superintendent is Sean Woods, a good name for a guy who works for the Park Service. But actually, he says the fact that this park isn't in the woods is one of the things that makes it such a special place, such a sad one to lose.
If you look at traditional park users in California, state park system, it's white, middle to upper middle class. And we really want to provide the California State Park experience to all Californians to be relevant and reflect the changing demographic of the state.
And yet, being in a low-income urban neighborhood is part of what's made the park so vulnerable to budget cuts. Some state parks are avoiding closure by raising funds from wealthy donors or charging admission fees. But the community around Pio Pico doesn't have that many resources to spare.
Put another round of applause for Don Pio Pico, portrayed by Roberta Garza. What a fabulous history lesson.
Meanwhile, back at the Ranchito, volunteers are hoping the fiesta will bring in some money for the park. Roberto Garza is still dressed as Pio Pico in his top hat when an older man comes up and gives him a big hug.
Tata abuelo.
Tata abuelo, he jokes. Great-great-grandfather. The man is John Albitri, a retired heavy equipment driver. He is, actually, Pico's great-great-grandson. After the family lost the Ranchito, their descendants stayed in the area. I ask Albitri how he feels about the fact that this place could be locked up come July.
Terrible. Sad. What can I say? I'd like to see it remain open. Turn it over to the family. Let them get over here and volunteer a lot of work. There's enough of us.
Plan B? Volunteers are collecting cans and organizing bike-a-thons to try to raise $80,000 by July 1st to keep the park open, at least for now. For the California Report, I'm Chrissy Clark in Los Angeles.
We've posted a gorgeous timeline of the history of Pio Pico's ranch. That's online at californiareport.org. Tomorrow, we wind up on the rocks with the story of a woman on a personal quest to get to every park on the closure list by July.
I just want to make people aware of what's out there, and do we want to lose this or don't we? I think in a large way it's up to us if we really don't care and don't go, you know.
Tune in for her State Parks Bucket List when On the Rocks continues tomorrow morning.